another sports presentation right here on PortlandRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good morning. Welcome to the Fort Site Fieldhouse this morning as we have the Lady Indians, Fort Fairy Lady Indians, hosting the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins in a volleyball matchup this morning between state ranked number 3, Fort Recovery, and number 4, Fort Laramie.
Oh, 3 and 4.
Yeah,
Barn burner.
I can't believe this gym is packed.
So both teams have matching records this year, 15 and 2. Fort Laramie dropped a game to St. Henry in the quarter strikeoff early on in the year, and they also were beat by New Bremen. And then Fort Recovery did lose to St. Henry in a try match, I believe, early on in the year.
Early.
And then Thursday night came off a defeat of Good Samaritan Local. So hopefully the girls rebound today and come out with some fire and
It's our goal. Come out with some, I don't know if I could say it, but a hell of fire.
Yeah. So for the Indians on the court, starting for the Indians is Whitley Rammel, Marissa Garkey, and Paige Forkamp in the front row. Back row is Brooke colleague Hope Wendell, Olivia Patch. Coming in for Liv is Kara Wendell.
Okay.
For the 80 Redskins, we have...
Oh, I know Marissa Meyer.
Alyssa Rassman.
And then the A's, Ella Ratterman, I believe. Was that her?
Ella Ratterman. Mm-hmm. Alyssa Rassman, too?
Yep. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention.
Yeah.
I just know 3 and 4 of the girls.
But
coach a couple and have coached and
got some very talented team.
Very talented Fort Laramie team. We'll see if we can come around.
Reds can start off serving in a service error on page 4 camp. Well, it's not a good way to start it.
Nope, but just serve receive error and just come off wrong. Just wrong off the side.
And part of our problem on Thursday night was the passing of the service team. So,
yeah.
We can pick it up.
Another one.
One more.
She'll get it.
We have to shake those off and play our game.
Yep.
2-0 Redskins. Lady Redskins.
There we go.
Hope slides. Whitley Rammel. It's in a minute.
Yeah.
All right, we just need to settle down.
Yep.
3-0 here.
Quick 3 points.
Bam.
Yes, it was.
You're playing some volleyball here.
There's that mistake. We needed it.
Redskins put the serve in the net. So I'll bring Tiki back to serve for the Lady Indians. Patch in the front. One of our most consistent servers.
Yep, sure.
Fun to watch her serve.
Yeah, it is.
Serve over. It's at the right side here. Blocked by the Indians, but just didn't quite get the block back over.
Yeah, nice kill by Jada Dries there on the right side.
4-1. Score's not right. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yeah, just off the blocker's hands. If you don't time that just right, there's not much you can do about those kind of blocks.
Redskins back to serve. Taylor Ratterman.
Goodness.
That's
so good.
And Chelsea says,
We'll take a timeout and we'll hear from our sponsors.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to plow your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Harold Seeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a 2016 Jeep Compass four-wheel drive high altitude edition with a sunroof, also has a remote start, and a backup camera, only 14,000 miles.
We'll be back to Harold after we get the next break. They came out of the timeout really quick.
And he's down 5-1 for the first set.
Yeah, we had three bad service speed errors and one bad hit, and that puts you in the hole real quick.
There we go. Nice dig by Kiki up the hole, and Hope puts the patch, and she laughs one off.
She gives us a nice kill.
Yeah, good job.
You know, and sometimes when you can get your offense rolling, you can see what hits are working and what hits aren't. And if that little 32 works, just run it. Run the crap out of it, as you know. We got to
run it first.
Yep. We got to get the ball to the center first.
Exactly.
Right.
Play show water bat in the lineup for the Indians back to serve.
Yeah, down 2-5.
Good serve. Dump by the setter.
Yeah, I think we got to set somebody there and wait on it because she is in the front row and she is tall. So.
She is.
Yep.
Apparently they run a 5-1.
Yeah, gotcha.
I would assume.
Yep.
That from the center.
Yep.
So.
Yep. There goes another one.
Another ace.
Another ace off the
working. That's three.
Paige needs to get her hands fixed.
Yep.
They're aiming in the wrong direction.
Calm down.
Yep. Okay. They pulled her up, and now I got Judy back service. Yep. And we'll see if that can change things up a little bit. And it gives them something else to look at, if anything, you know.
Yep.
Makes them think about, now who do I serve to? So.
That's good serving in the net. So Indians down 7-3.
Marissa Myring back in for the Fort Lauderdale Redskins.
Back to serve the Indians at Fort Camp. Serve a little bit. Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah, and again.
Can't handle that one. I think that's an ace. Can I take off one of our bad servers?
Yeah. Can we subtract this off? We've got quite a few more to go.
You better keep on giving us some aces,
yeah.
Huh? There's another. Oh, I have
to
open
there. That's a little outside.
There's a
block up
nice.
By
dig by
Patch. Good dig by Judy.
Back row set
to Fort Camp. They may have to. Yep, we're holding it over by
one.
Fort Camp to Chloe to Patch. And that's down. Yeah.
I don't know who was in the net. Yeah, I thought it was us. I wasn't sure if it was us or if it was them, but it looks like it was us. A little miscommunication on Patch and Judy, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who hit it.
I think Patch hit it. I'm not
100%
sure.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know who was in the net.
Yeah, I think it was Patch.
Let's get back to serve. PG with a nice dig. Chloe up to page Judy. Cross court shot. Like the Redskins are a free ball that one over. Brooke Colley with the dig. Showwater sets the middle to Paige Judy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's our kill. There's the kill we needed.
Yep.
Paige Judy gets the kill off of a belief she's in the net.
Yeah, and that ball on the Redskins.
Yep.
So. A little momentum.
Yep.
Keep it going here.
So Whitley Ramlin comes in, and Brennan goes back to serve.
Indians down 8-5.
Our little libero switch. Let's see if Brenna can get us fired up. Usually her serves get us kind of going a little bit. We'll see.
Set to the outside. Oh, blocked by and Paige, but just couldn't quite get it back up.
Yeah,
fell in between them and the net.
Yeah, she was there for it.
TT back in the lineup. Brenna takes the seat. Indians down 9-5. We've got serve.
My mom. Yeah, I believe that is there. Yep.
Back to third for Lady Redskins. Paige Judy. Nice set to Whitley. Oh,
nice.
Judy, two hands
and
over
him. So pretty and so smart.
Just popped it right in that little corner, that front corner at the up umpire's foot.
Yep.
That was awesome.
And you know, that's one thing I noticed about Paige is she's starting to see the floor a lot better. She used to not see the floor real well, and now she's seeing it. So that's a big, that was awesome.
Hope Wendell back to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Set to the middle. Tiki with a dig. Hope sets up Whitley. She smashes that to count
nice.
Ball. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Nice play there by the girls. Good set.
Yep. Nice, great dig. It all starts with that dig, and Tiki got it right where it needed to go. And
yep.
Anything in Hope's hands is just about guaranteed it's going to be something pretty.
Yep. That's a good serve by Hope. Set
nice.
Middle. Oh, good dig by Kiki.
Nice.
Dug it back over the net. And our Redskins set right side. Block. Marissa to Kiki over to Brooke Colleague.
Roll shot. Got him in the net.
Yeah.
Yes. Brooke Colleague with the kill. I'm not sure which one. I think it might have been Jada Dries in the net. I'm not sure if it
was Fort Lauderdale.
You know, I'm sure Kurt's out there listening, and he wants to hear how a couple of the Fort Lauderdale girls are doing, too. So you might hear me saying Fort Lauderdale girl names. So.
Set to the middle for the Redskins. That ball is hit out of bounds.
Ava Schultz just hits it a little deep out of bounds. Not a little. That was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot deep. Yeah. Indians tie the game up, 9-9.
Yep.
Hope Wendell back to serve. Continue to serve for the Indians.
Yeah.
Another good serve.
Nice.
Checking on that libero over there.
Yep.
Slide to the right. Hope with a dig.
Nice dig by Hope Wendell.
Over to Marissa. Oh, no, drop shot. Oh, nice.
She makes a drop.
Yeah.
I don't know how she did it. But
nice drop shot by Marissa. Just found the hole.
Yep.
And want to talk about it. Time out.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Harold Seeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a 2016 Jeep Compass 4-wheel drive high altitude edition with a sunroof, also has a remote start and a backup camera. Only 14,000 miles and we're asking $16,700. Hastings also has a 2016 Ford Escape Titanium Edition, front wheel drive, has a backup camera, Bluetooth, navigation, and only 25,000 miles with a reduced price of $17,900. Look over our vehicles at Hastings Auto Sales and Service in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Coming out of timeout, Indians take the lead 10-9. Hope Wendell back to serve another nice serve. Set to the middle. Oh, good block coverage by Brooke Crowley.
And now under the net
again.
Yep. The setter was under first.
Yeah.
He missed her, but the hitter, you couldn't miss that one. So another point for the Indians.
Tough serving by Hope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give her credit.
Yeah.
She's picking on that libero over there. That libero is struggling.
Yeah.
Another great
yep.
serve. The eighth serve by Hope off the libero.
Yep.
Nice.
I don't know if they, you know, I'm sure they did their homework. They
yeah.
watch video. I mean, I think that's their part-time job as coaching. They watch video, and it's just a matter of knowing who to throw to. You're going to get most of your points and throw off their offense a little bit. So
that's it. By the Redskins.
Great dig by Paige Fullcamp. Just college just misses the hit.
Maybe pushed a little too far.
Yep, yep. A little too wide.
A little too wide.
Yeah, but yeah.
So, the third for Redskins to the shoulders. Indians are up 12-10.
Okay.
Oh, right in the back line. Boy, I thought that was out.
I did too. I thought that was going way out,
yeah.
but he dropped it in.
It looked like it was, and then it,
yeah.
like so a lot of the serves, it just died
yeah.
right at the end, just took that nose dive.
Third in.
12-11, Indians up. Marceau with a good recovery by Kiki.
Brooke
Collins free balls it over. Redskins set up the outside for Marissa Myrie.
And that goes way out of bounds.
Yep.
Way out of bounds.
That's out. Yep.
Yeah.
That was
out by a foot.
You didn't see it.
No, and I can see why, because it was in front of his
by
stand.
Right by the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's way out of bounds. So.
Yeah, the umpire's stand, the official stand, was right down her
yep.
line of sight.
Brooke Collie with a good serve. The Redskins just kind of free ball it over.
Collie
with the big hope
with the
slide for
Whitley. Yeah, Whitley Ramel with a sliding mash.
Yeah.
Nice play by the Indians. Not get them, always get them fired up.
Yeah.
Always get them fired up.
She slides and hits that line. Real
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she does.
Probably back to serve again for the Indians. Picking on that libero. Having a fit.
She is.
So
eighth
serve off of libero.
Yep.
Indians up 15-11. I think that just gets in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Colleague again. Back to serve. Big serve.
Turn the shoulder to the libero. They got a kind of roll card
over. Fourcamp with
the dig. And
Hope up to Whitley.
Whitley gets the kill. I don't know how, but she got it.
It's kind of almost missed hit.
Yeah, it was.
And it was a perfectly missed hit because
yes,
it rolled off of her fingertips and over the top of the defenders.
Yeah, Fort Laramie wants to take a timeout, and we're up 16-11. We'll be right back.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. There are just a few of the specials at Wayne Street Market through next Thursday, October 3rd. There's still a lot of grilling season left, and if you're a grilling master, Wayne Street Market has some great specials for you. They have 80% lean ground chuck for just $3.49 a pound, so you can make your special burger patty. They also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts ready for your special marinade. And if your specialty is steak...
We're back.
Yeah.
Timeout, the Indians are up 16-11. Colley continuing to serve for the Indians.
Neil just hit it. Point, we have outscored them 15-6 here. And
Let's see if we can. Oh, nice block by Whitley and Fortkamp back on the Redskins side.
Oh,
that one just got through.
Yeah, just got through.
Almost got back.
Another kill by Jada Dries. That right side, strong right side hitter.
But make sure they key on her a little bit more.
Yep.
Back to serve by Lady Redskins, Macy M. Wally. Serve to Fortkamp for Hope.
Holy cow.
That was
there's
beautiful.
Paige Fortkamp.
Yeah. What happens when you have a tight pass on the serve receive? She finally got a good serve receive in.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah. Beautiful set by Hope.
And you know, it makes her work a little bit harder at it, too. You know, if I want to hit, buddy, I better get that ball up there. So
Kiki with another nice serve.
Yeah.
And he's a serving pass.
Oh,
blocked by Pat. Back row attack by the libero and Wally, and Pat put that ball straight down.
Yep. Nice
block.
Way to read that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good read.
That.
Incredible.
That was impressive.
I almost would have been tempted to call back or attack on that because it was just coming a straight down trajectory. You know?
Oh, another ace by the Indians. They're receiving struggling for the Redskins this time here in this first set.
Yeah.
Kiki with that ace. Put the Indians up 19-12.
It's amazing what bad service will do.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
It just puts you completely out of system.
Yeah.
Kiki with another tough serve. Mm-hmm. Redskins get it up, set the middle to Holscher. Oh, good. Good dig by Hope. Back over to Brooke Colleague up to Fortkamp. Hits it over. Back to the right side here. Oh,
another kill.
Indians got a block on it, but blocked it out of bounds.
Another kill by Jada Dries.
Kill. So Indians up 19-13. Back to serve for the Redskins is Taylor Radiman.
Welcome to Hope.
Pass to Pat.
Yeah. Pat puts it away.
Good serve receive there.
Yeah.
And two in a row. So
good jump for Kim getting the ball into the setter.
Nice move by Hope up the pass, and Pat pounded that ball down.
Yep. So Chloe and Paige Judy back in the lineup. See if Chloe can add to our 20-13 lead.
Chloe,
she never misses.
She's trying to get over the net.
Close. Yeah, she rarely misses too. She's probably one of our most consistent servers.
2014 Indians up. Jaden put off back to serve for the Redskins.
Oh, she
got it over the top of the net.
That's what I thought was going to happen. Chloe's would hit the top of the net and just flopped over.
Yep.
Flopped over right in the middle.
You don't know where they're going to go.
Yeah, hard to get to. And the net.
We'll take that.
Yep.
We like that.
Let them make those unforced errors.
Right. 21-15. Court can't back to serve for the Indians.
See if she can give us a cue here. Nice serve. Right to the libero. He doesn't give a great pass. And libero wants to hit for some reason.
Hit it over. Chloe sets it up to Paige Judy. Too tight. Tight to the net.
Kudos to Judy for getting a hand out because that was a tough play.
Yeah, now Redskins blocked it back down and we couldn't get it back up. Kiki had a heck of a try.
Mm-hmm.
Holscher back to serve. Fortkamp with the dig. Chloe out to Paige Judy.
Roll shot.
Had a roll shot. It didn't get it over the net.
You know, those roll shots don't work if you're that far off the net.
Yeah.
You gotta put some heat on it.
Yep.
And it's got to be more than that.
Holscher back to serve again. Pass by Kiki over to Fortkamp and Paige Judy.
Wow.
He needed a two-hand toss that one over.
Just
try to hit it over and was off balance.
And he ends up 21-18.
Timeout.
Just a few of the specials at Wayne Street Market through next Thursday, October 3rd. There's still a lot of grilling season left, and if you're a grilling master, Wayne Street Market has some great specials for you. They have 80% lean ground chuck for just $3.49 a pound, so you can make your special burger patty. They also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts ready for your special marinade. And if your specialty is steaks, they have perfectly trimmed ribeyes for only $8.99 a pound. Or if you're the best meat smoker around, grab one of their whole pork butts for just $1.99 a pound and invite the neighbors over for a feast. Enjoy the nice weather while it lasts and keep the grill going with these great specials from Wayne Street Market, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout their store. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Okay, we're back.
Indians up 21-18. The Redskins have rattled off about 3 or 4 points in a row here.
Yep, I'm saying off of our serve receipt again. I feel like it's
few mistakes here.
Yep.
Let's see if they can clean it up a little bit. Closer back to serve. Court camp.
That's really true there. We jinxed them on that one.
Yeah, we did.
I won't talk anymore
about service. That's where we were getting our points up of them.
This is awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. It's the best I've ever seen.
Yeah. Don't like to talk about it. That was a good service. Yeah.
Up to Chloe. Page Judy.
Nice hit over.
Nice.
Oh. There you go. That was our kill. We needed
the kill.
Yeah. Yep.
They dug it. It went up to the rafters, but nobody could recover.
Yep.
That.
Went up in the rafters and came, instead straight of bouncing down. Around up there, came shooting straight back down. And the only person there was the one that hit it up there and wasn't allowed to hit it again.
Yep.
22-19, Indians up. Brenna Holman in to serve. Good serve by Brenna. Pass it up to the outside. That shoulder.
Yeah, I have a shoulder off a wet line.
Page Judy. Blocked by Rammel and Judy. Had to block it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Come on, girls.
Still for shoulder.
Let's get these last 3 points.
Maya Mara back to serve for the Redskins.
Indians up 22-20, but it's a tight.
I don't like the feeling here.
Nope, same.
Because of that. Yeah,
because of serve receive.
Yep. Missed that one.
Yep.
Serve receive is giving both teams problems.
Yep,
that's where we got our points, and they are making their comeback on it right now. We need a good serve receive and a big set and a smash.
Yep.
Get that momentum back.
21. There's a good pass. Like Fort Camp. Whitley with a smash over. And the Redskins have to free ball it over. Fort Camp. So Chloe, there it is. Whitley hits it high offhand. That ball goes out of bounds.
That's the point we needed. Man, was that point we needed.
Yeah. We had a good serve receive on that.
Yeah,
one.
Yes, it is.
Started it.
Man, it's amazing what that does to your everything. It just makes the game it's a game changer, I'll tell you. Game changer.
Hoping Marissa back in the lineup for the Indians.
I don't want to say it, but we scored quite a few points this time, but we'll see.
Redskins
the Sulpa.
Back set.
Over to Marissa Garcia. Or is it Justin down?
Wow.
Nice. Spinning.
I thought it was going out into the stand.
Marissa does a phenomenal job.
It's
looking like she's going to cross court shot that. Yeah. She hit it right down the line. So that was a beautiful hit by Marissa.
Yeah.
24-21 set point here for the Indians. Oh, good serve. Set in the middle. Whitley gets a hand on it. Support camp. So Hope back to Whitley and just inside the back line. That was beautiful.
Nice. Nice job by the Indians.
Yeah. 25-21. Indians take first set.
End it by Whitley Rammel. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines with no appointment necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are we back?
We're back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Well, we were chit-chatting and
got a little caught up in
sorry.
Yeah.
Well, we were trying to help somebody
tune in.
Yeah, tune in and or get to the archives or whatever.
Right.
So, if you're listening, you already know TuneIn Radio is what you want to get the TuneIn Radio app and then Fort Recovery Radio. So,
so we have some stats. I'll start off with the digs for the Indians. Kiki with 3 digs. For College with 2. Fort Camp with 5. Hope with 2. Marissa with 1. And Paige Judy with 1.
Okay, and I have kills. I've got Paige Fort Camp with 1. Whitley Rama with 4, Paige Judy with 4, Olivia Pass 2, Marissa 2, and Brooke Collins has 1. So that's my kill stats for the first match. And just a heads up, the freshman game went in 3 today. They lost in 3, and I think the last game was like 25-23. It was a barn burner.
It was their first loss of the game.
Yeah, and so they played really well. I hope they're not beating themselves up. They played really well. I was here to watch that and appreciate that. Yeah, as long as they're behind the purple. Yeah, they're out of play in purple.
I know girls go flying all over the place.
Yeah, that's true.
You might get hurt.
They almost, I think, should push them back a little bit. I agree. But, yeah. And anyway, the JV won in 3 long again as well. They lost their first game and came back and won the second two. And they just have a lot of energy, that JV team. They play well together, and Travis has done a phenomenal job.
They played that really well that third set.
Yeah, they did. Very few errors. And, you know, that's key. If you can make the least, and they're talking about those people right now. Good job, Susie.
The people in the... Yeah, there is one in a power wheelchair that needs to be...
Yeah, she can stay there as long as she's behind the bleachers. But all we got to do is just put the other guys on the other side.
Yeah, and the other people were filtering up toward where the students sat. I was seeing that earlier,
perfect.
Too, and I thought that was not a good thing.
Yeah. Those girls go flying in that area.
Yeah.
And I think there's plenty of room in this corner over on that side where from the... From the west door, but...
We're off on set 2. Brooke Collie with the serve for Lady Indians. Good serve. Oh, good dig by Hope. Nice job by Whitley Ram. We'll get that ball over the net. Redskins set the near side here. Another block by Whitley. Another. Hope got that ball up, but Whitley just couldn't get her over the net.
Hope had a couple of phenomenal blocks.
Dig there.
Or dig.
Dig right there,
Yeah, that saved us. But she did a real nice job.
She did great.
Yes,
Whitley just couldn't quite get her hands on that.
Not quite long enough.
Yep. Redskins back to serve. They're up 1-0. Kiki with an overpass.
Not much
hope. Took care of that.
Yep. Holster is there to clean that one up, and not much hope to do.
Nope.
Again, serve receive error.
Yeah.
I'm going to start tracking it down the bottom of my sheet here.
Maybe we won't have any more after that.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Well, if that's what it takes, keep track of them then.
Right.
That's under 0.
Yep. Holt camp with a nice hit.
Does can come back to the back of attack. Nice. Day by Fort Camp. Hope out to Fort Camp. And that gets the kill.
Yep.
Nice set by Hope there.
That was a great set by Hope. On a great, I guess you could probably
dig.
Call it a save dig by Paige, and got it right back to her because she saw that her feet were set and she could make the move. And got it right back to her and just perfect angle.
Keep you back to serve for the Indians. Picking on the libero.
Yeah,
having a little trouble getting it over. So they're going to free ball it over. Brooke to Hope. Out the patch. Off the block. Redskins pick it up and set the middle. The holster. Oh, got a block, but it just fell in between.
Yeah. Just in front of pass.
Yep.
But still for Holster.
Push those hands forward. Get that ball there.
Yep. I'm sure Travis just hollered that.
Indians down 3-1. That's a serve for the Redskins. And he's cut off. Serve to Brooke Collie with a nice. And Fort Camp with a mash. Wow. What a beautiful set by Hope.
Wow. Oh, wow. There's that play we need.
Yeah.
Every time. That play we need every time.
Oh, man. That is a killer.
It is.
That set's beautiful, and Paige just cranks it.
She mashed that.
And pretty much all the girls do the last few ones today have been Hope to Paige.
Yeah.
All started with a nice pass by Brooke Collie on the end.
Yes.
That's where it starts from.
Yep. Yeah.
Back to serve. We got Chloe.
Chloe to serve.
There she is. The serve.
And the Meyering up to the left side here to Soldis. She line shot that good dig by Brooke Collie. Chloe up to Paige Fort Camp. Roll shot over for a kill.
Oh, man.
Nice.
He just sees the big hole. Big, huge hole.
Yeah, their blockers were there ready to block that thing. And sorry.
He did a nice job getting that bump pass up to the page. There wasn't a whole lot of options there.
Yeah. And I think if Paige Four Camp is hitting at me, I would back up as well.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't be close, and they were pulled so far back. She had 10 minutes to drop a ball down in that hole. So. Made it. Kudos to Four Camp for seeing that.
Chris comes back to serve. Kiki with a nice dig. Chloe up to Patch with a nice. And she drilled that one. I like it when she hits it hard.
Yeah, thank you.
So she hit off the block, but it fell down. Nobody was there to couldn't get to it on the block.
Yeah, that deflection just throws your way off.
And you tie it up. Four Camp back to serve. 4-4 tie. Good serve to the libero. Set to the left side here. Nice dig by Kiki. Chloe up back row set to Four Camp.
Wow.
There it is. That was beautiful.
I've been waiting on that play all season long.
Incredible.
Well, at
back
least
row attack.
Last week she hit two girls in the face
because
they couldn't get their hands up fast enough.
Yep.
At least she got her hands up fast enough. But man, that ball
that was pretty.
So
pretty. That's pretty. That's the play I've been waiting on all season long.
Set perfectly.
Yeah,
right to that 10-foot line. Oh, nice serve.
Nice serve by Four Camp.
Redskins dump it over by the setter. Chloe with a dig.
Sitting on it.
Off the page, G. Nice set over. And the Redskins pick it up. Set here to the near side. Good dig by Four Camp.
Got him in the net.
Yep.
Focus in the net. On the hit down. Just hit it.
Yep.
You know, that's a tough call to make. You got to really look as an official. Is it the ball or is it
the arm?
You know, and it happens so fast.
Four Camp back to serve. Slide for the Reds. Girl's got a hand on it.
Yeah.
Found a hole.
Yep. Nice slide. Nice play by the
Redskins. That was a good play by the Redskins. 6-5, the Indians are up.
And back in for the Redskins.
If you're out there anywhere near, you have to get up here to this gym and watch this. This is two great teams.
Yep.
Just battling like crazy. This is great.
This is what you see in the MAC night after night.
Yeah.
Fort Laramie is a tough team coming
They are.
Shelby County League, I believe.
Yep.
Oh, nice hit.
Nice hit
by Paige Judy. Beautiful.
Ooh. And, you know, I like that play call because they got Olivia Pass running the short ball right ahead of her. So that really holds that block.
Yeah.
That middle blocker's like, oh, crap, who's hitting?
And Paige Judy reached high for that
one.
And there was nobody going to stop that.
Yeah, she was up there.
Yes. Brenna Holman in the serve for the Lady Indians. 7-5, right? Good serve by Brenna.
And serve received by the libero.
Oh, boy, that was pretty good.
Amy Schultz there.
Yeah.
She was not going to let that one go.
Yep. Great. Got a little bit shorter blocker on that one. Brooke Kylie there, and she's seen that.
Seen it and abused it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kiki back in the lineup for the Indians.
Indians up 7-6 yet. 1 point at a time.
Typical. Faster. Paige Judy with a nice dig. Set up for Whitley. And, oh, beautiful. She found the hole.
She did. Again, they were waiting on a smash.
Yep.
But they dropped it right in front of Ava.
One of the things our girls can do when we are playing really well, they smash that ball, and then when they see a hole, they have the opportunity to look like they're going to smash it, and they drop it right where it belongs.
Yep. And when they had both of them pulled up to block her there.
Oh, Hope Wendell back to serve. A serve for Hope. Wow, she is serving tough.
Yes, she is.
That one just hit the top of the net, and the Redskins just couldn't handle it.
Way we like it. Yeah. We don't want them handling it.
9-6, the Indians are up. Keep having her out.
Let's see if Hope can do what she did the last set with about 6 or 7 in a row.
Yep. Nice serve.
Reds can set the middle. That was a good dig by Brooke Colling after Whitley got her hand.
Oh, good block.
Set back to Brooke, but got blocked on the outside.
I don't see that too often, you know. I think if I was to look at stats, and I'm just guessing, but I would say she's probably one of the most consistent and gets blocked the least.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, she could set the least.
Right.
So it's hard to really.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. If I can explain that play, that serve received Four Camp
wasn't great.
It up, wasn't great.
But
Kiki come hustling over, saved it, set it out to Marissa, and Marissa absolutely smashed that ball.
That was a desperation shot by.
I wish she could have saved that one. Wow.
Whitley and Marissa
and Whitley Rammel with us. Straight down block up the.
And I'm not sure. I think Marissa might have bounced off Whitley.
I think so. Yeah, I feel a little scared of that too. But colleague continuing to serve for the Indians. That's a nice serve.
Yeah.
Set to the near side here. Girl's got the hands on it. Kiki with the dig. Hope with the back pass. So
nice.
Whitley, and that ball goes down off the block.
Yeah. Nice play by the Indians.
Yes. Indians getting some hands on their hits. So
Timeout.
Right,
we'll be back.
At Full Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Full Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
So we're back. Yeah, there we are.
Yep, sorry, my fault.
That's okay.
We're back here this morning at Fort Site Fieldhouse where the Indians are up 12-7 in set two. They took the first set 25-21. This week for Recovery Radio on Thursday will be simulcasting with the WPGW, the volleyball game at St. Henry. The Lady Indians will travel to St. Henry and play number one team in the state that night. There's more up for stakes than just the volleyball game. They have Volley for a Cure to benefit Alec Kessler's and Everly Mullenkamp, and we'll talk more about that here in a little bit.
Yeah.
We're back for a colleague with us continuing to serve for the Indians. Redskins hit it over. Big by Hope, but a great save by her colleague. Redskins come back. Good hit on the outside. Yeah. Got a hand on it, but
Marissa Marion was killed.
Yep.
But the head holster was running for the slide. I think that made our blocker just a little bit late for that outside hit on Marion. So.
That was a really nice crunch by poor Lamy girl. Didn't see who it was.
Yeah. Marissa, she's their basketball player of the year last year. She's just an all-over great athlete. So.
Well, we have a serve receiver over the net by colleague, but it worked out to our favor. Redskins are scrambling. Oh,
I don't know how Whitley got that dig, but yep. She did.
And the what a play by Whitley!
Oh, man.
Wow.
Man, are we working hard? Holy cow.
Totally laid her body out.
She
got
did.
A hand on that one, but we just couldn't quite get it over the net.
Couldn't quite make the play. Yep.
Point for the Redskins, though.
Yep.
Cut her lead to 3 points, 12-9.
Indians are hustling. They're making some great hustle plays.
Kiki with the pass. They're struggling over. The Indians have to free ball it over. Redskins set up the slide for Holster. She just tips it over.
Nice play by Keith.
Little
miss community.
Made a save from her knees out of bounds. And
Hope and Key had a little
miscommunication. Hope and Brooke.
That's right. Hope and Brooke.
12-10.
Don't see that too often. In fact, that might be one of the first time I've ever seen any miscommunication. Hope to Fort Camp. I think I knew before that was hit that was going to be a match.
That girl did cover her face. That's all she could do.
That's all you could do.
Yeah. That was a beautiful set, I hope.
Beautiful play by the Indians. Up 13-10.
Those are all good serve receiver too. Kiki back to serve.
Man.
Too long.
Yep.
13-11.
Like her adrenaline's running a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. These girls are playing hard, both sides of the net.
Yeah, and Kiki's one of those that's very consistent servers that you don't see much too often. So
yep.
I think she's just got some adrenaline going. She's been playing great, and I know how that is.
Put off. That's a serve for the Redskins. Okay. Fort Camp with the serve receive. Hope back sets to Garkey.
Nice.
Oh, what a beautiful kill.
Marissa Garkey
took a little bit off and just found a hole in there.
Yeah.
Hope hides that back set very well.
She does.
I've seen a bunch of people do that back set, but they usually arch their back.
Yeah.
You can tell direction it's going.
Held that middle blocker a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's just it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is.
Show water into the Indian. Great serve.
And they got a free ball to round.
The libero likes to hit back there.
Yeah,
show water with a dig. Kiki with a pass out to Fort Camp.
Dang it. Just blocked the roll shot.
Yep. Blocked the roll shot.
Down on the Indian side.
Couldn't get to it.
14-12 in favor of the Indians yet.
Get a good serve receive.
Fort Army just hanging in there, one point at a time.
Kinsey Holscher back to serve for the Redskins. Good serve. Good dig by Britt Colleague. Nice. set by Chloe out to Paige Judy, and she has a nice shot across the middle.
Yep.
Nice. For the kill.
15-12, the Indians up. Fort Kent back to serve.
We need to get a roll going here.
Yeah, we do. We need to get a couple more.
Good corner. Back set on the slide. Oh, nice block by Patch and Judy. Redskins get it back up. Set in the near side here. Schultes, good dig by Paige Judy.
Oh, nice
Patch
job.
Back over. Nice job by Patch. Set that ball over on two.
That was beautiful.
Nobody was there.
And
right
a great time to step in there because there was no way Chloe was going to get the ball without falling in the net or across the line or something. Yeah. So
that was a very nice play by Redskins.
Maybe heads up by Bellis.
16-12, Fort Kent back to serve. Continuing to serve for the Indians. Nice serve. Libero gets it up. Run it to the near side here. Schultes back. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not sure if she got that over. They didn't call four.
He didn't call four. I'm not real sure what that play call was.
But it was either a block or in the net. Yeah. We'll take it. 17-12, Indians up. Redskins want to talk about it. We'll be back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Fort Sight
this morning.
I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Volley for the Cure benefits at the Fort Recovery St. Henry game this Thursday. It's benefiting Allie Kessler's little girl from St. Henry that needs some help, and also Everly Mullenkamp from Fort Recovery. There'll be a bake. We're going to have a
big sale
there. So if you wanted to donate any items, just have them cooked and packaged and to the... over to the bring them over to St. Henry or talk to someone who can get it over there for you.
Yeah,
I think that it's too late to order the shirts for it, but they're selling shirts, and it should be a really, really good event.
Yeah, and anybody wants to,
and any kind of donations you want to,
sure.
Yes,
sure. Yeah, more than happy. A couple of families that really need the help. So coming back out of timeout, and serve receive error by Fort Camp Indian. Oh my gosh, yeah, nice play. So the Indians scramble a little bit, and a roll shot from the back row by Paige Fortcamp, and that ball goes down.
Yep, nice play. We're scrambling, but we're making things happen.
We're scrambling, but doing smart scrambling.
Yeah,
you know,
smart scrambling.
Better than we were Thursday,
Yeah, big difference with smart scrambling and
18-13, Brenna Holman back to serve. Nice serve by Indians. Setting the near side here. The Schultes block, but the Redskins get it back up, and they're just going to roll shot it over. Brenna with a dig to Chloe up to Whitley, and that is a mass.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Beautiful play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I keep telling Whitley, don't just keep hitting left. Keep hitting left. Keep hitting left. You're going to get more kills hitting left, and then when they figure it out, then you turn and go right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's fine and listening. I don't know. And I'm sure Chelsea's telling her the same thing, but, you know, me being the coach I am, I just can't keep my mouth shut.
There's Libero again with a shot from the back row, and that ball was out of bounds.
That's where we like it.
2013, another good serve by Brenna Holman at the service point.
Close enough that it made Paige Fulton hesitate. I'm glad she just said, you know what, I'm going to let this ball go.
I thought it was going to be out, but I probably didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
It was definitely out.
Yeah.
Good serve by Brenna. Redskins struggling with it. They're going to have to free ball that pass over. Fort Camp with a pass up to Chloe. Set outside. Oh, Paige Judy does a nice job of getting that over. Redskins out to the left side. Little roll shot there. Paige Judy with another dig. Oh, gosh. Chloe had a nice dump over, but.
We're struggling. Paige Judy almost took out Whitley. Almost.
Me and Paige Fort Camp.
Did Whitley hit that or did Fort Camp hit it? I think it was
Whitley ended up hitting it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they called. Oh, Paige Judy's in the net there.
Yeah.
Tell you what, the Indians were scrambling.
Yeah, they were.
They were doing a nice job of trying to get the ball over the net. But Redskins point. Kiki with a pass over on the serve.
It's that overpass.
Yep.
Yeah, she overset that right perfect for their smash.
That's a tough one.
Indians lead at 5.
20-15. Schultes Ava back to serve. Another
Ava
there. Yeah, another service error.
swim on pork camp and see if we can.
2016.
Chelsea's looking like maybe she needs a timeout, but she's asking. She's asking if she's got any left, and I'm pretty sure she does.
Maybe go to Paige, or the decent server senior, Chloe.
Chloe. Somebody hit it.
Pork camp free balls, whatever. The Redskins set up on a slide.
And it's
that ball's out.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's what we needed. That ball to go out of bounds.
Yeah, we needed them to make a mistake because the way we were scrambling the last couple of volleys, we weren't going to get that point ourselves.
Yeah, now we can communications there.
Now we can breathe and get back to us getting points instead of making them make a mistake.
Yeah, Pope Wendell back to serve for the Indians. Tough serve. Set the middle.
Nice play. Great set
with the Rathman.
Yeah.
Whitley got her hands on it, but that ball came straight down. 21-17, Lady Indians up. Back to serve for the Redskins. Macy Imwally. Good serve. And the Reds argue with the serve received. Hope sets up to Whitley, and nice.
Wow.
She was 10 feet off the net on that, and Indo was able to put that ball down.
She hits the ball when it's coming from her left, and she does that so well. That is such a hard thing to do. So.
Her colleague back to serve for the Indians, 22-17. Good serve. Redskins set up the middle for Holscher, and she hit that ball out of bounds.
No touch. Just called by the line judge. There was no call. No touch on that.
Just out past the corner. Looked like it might have been slightly long and slightly outside, but only an inch or so.
What a good serve by a colleague. Redskins having a little trouble with it. They're going to not free ball it, but there's the libero with a hit over. Whitley goes over on two. Oh, nice dig by Hope. Whitley just put her out of bounds a little bit.
You know, she puts that in. Hope gets the dig and
that was a nice play by Hope. Get that ball up.
Yeah.
Point for the Redskins, 23-18. Lady Indians are up. Redskins back to serve. Port Camp with a good pass. Hope is set to Whitley Ramble on the slide, and that was absolutely gorgeous. All starts with that serve received, doesn't it?
It does.
Boom.
I don't know who serve received it, but it was
Paige.
So Paige.
Paige Morgan.
Oh, my God.
Believe me, she owes a few of those from some of her errors to say.
That was so pretty.
Tough serve. Redskins are setting the near side here for Marissa Myring. Oh, blocked by Guardian Patch. Redskins reset. Back to left side again.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice dig by Fort Camp. Kiki.
Over the top of Fort Camp's head. And
yes. Oh, my goodness.
She just jumped it in. That was a fun game to watch.
That was fun. And we looked very in sync.
Very, very in sync. Minus a few plays, but very in sync for the 25-18 win of the second game. So,
Indians up 2 sets now.
We'll be back in a minute. We'll be back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Seeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a 2016 Jeep Compass 4-wheel drive high altitude edition with a sunroof, also has a remote start and a backup camera. Only 14,000 miles and we're asking $16,700. Hastings also has a 2016 Ford Escape Titanium Edition, front wheel drive, has a backup camera, Bluetooth, navigation, and only 25,000 miles with a reduced price of $17,900. Look over our vehicles at Hastings Auto Sales and Service in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Here are just a few of the specials at Wayne Street Market through next Thursday, October 3rd. In the deli, you can get Troyer's Turkey Pastrami for just $5.99 a pound and Troyer's Kobe Cheese for just $4.99 a pound. And if your family eats a lot of bread, you can save some money with their Golden Harvest White Bread for just $1.29 a loaf. And all their half-liter, six-pack bottles of Pepsi products are 4 for $12. Get to Wayne Street Market. Market and check out these great specials, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout their store. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Welcome back.
Yeah, about 30 seconds left here, and both teams are rehashing the last two and deciding how they're going to win and either win out or at least get a win. So we'll see if Coach, what is his name, Rogers, has a plan. I don't know. We'll see.
This is... the Indians have won both sets, but yeah. this is two great teams battling it out.
Yeah, why they're number three and four in the state.
That's right. Yeah. That is exactly right. And you know, Fort Laramie's scoring 21 and 20 points. I mean, that's just a good game. It's just really a good game. It's a back and forth battle.
There are no weaknesses on either side.
Yeah.
No, you can call that on both these teams playing. They play tough. They scramble. They communicate well.
Yeah.
Redskins back to serve. Forecamp with the dig. Marissa has to set back to Paige Forecamp. Redskins put it to the right side here and pulled the pink with the ball over the net. So
Three. She has been really good and consistent on that right side. Just hit it low.
Yeah. Kiki back to serve for the Indians. That's 1-0. Good serve. Set to the middle of the whole shirt. Oh, we got... Got hands on it.
We
had three blockers on
her.
Yeah.
And
got hands on it, yeah.
She's a nice hitter. I don't know that necessarily you need three blockers on her, but sometimes it's just a matter of where she's hitting the ball. If you happen to be there, you may as well block, you know.
Right.
Because you don't have time to come off and...
served by the Redskins. Poor camp with a serve receiver. Redskins up 2-1. Serving is Taylor Redderman.
Through again.
She needs to get the steering fixed on her hand.
Yeah. They're going to shift over maybe and have Marissa pass. Or not. But just two. We only need two. Yeah, we're good enough. We just need Kiki and
Kiki with the big. Hope out to Fort Camp. Nice. Cool shot in the middle. Yeah.
There it is.
Another kill. Make up for those two serve receivers.
I wonder if they'll spend a day working on that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they will. A
couple days, maybe.
Yeah. I might bring her up to the gym and help her work out.
She does go to the gym, outside of practice time,
sure
to work on
does.
That.
Sure
so it frustrates
does.
Her when she struggles
in
the game.
I'm sure.
Chloe in there with a nice serve and a slide by.
Oh, get it.
By her shirt.
Oh,
Indian hustling.
Makes a great play over, and somebody from Fort Laramie is just barely there to make a play out of it. She did it, but kudos to the Indians for a great play.
Marissa Myring, her colleague, with a pass up to Chloe. Fort Camp with a roll shot over. Redskin set the left side to Schultes. Paige Judy with the dig. Chloe with the set to patch.
Nice kill by Elena Patch. Yeah, Paige Judy playing some defense on that left side.
That was good.
She's done a real nice job over there. So.
And
she should. She's been doing it for 4 years. Yep. She should be really good at it. She does. She does a nice job.
Yeah. Down 4-3. Fort Camp back to serve. Bailed out.
Just long.
5-3. Lady Indians down. Bolsher back to serve for the head team.
Now we need to buckle down and decrease those errors. I know who's getting this service
here.
Yeah,
that's me too.
Yeah. Let's see if it gets there. Yep. And we put it right where we want it.
Oh, nice.
Chloe gets us a kill.
Finally had a good serve.
That was beautiful.
Yep.
Chloe just dumped it in the middle. And there's no one there.
And you know, that's rule number one. Usually I tell setters, never do it on serve receive because they're at base. You know, your defense is always at base. Well,
they were
not today.
Not there.
Today they forgot about base. So
run a home and back to serve. And down 5-4. Good serve by her. But,
oh, blocked by Whitley and Judy.
That was a backer attack. She was over 10 foot line.
Yeah, I don't know if he was going to call that or not.
I don't know. But Paige Judy and Whitley blocked that one. So,
point for the Indians.
Brought the wall. 5-5. Bring it back. Continuing to serve the Indians. Wide. Wow. Mm-hmm. That looked good. Just wide.
Just, slicing it right down that line.
Back in for the libero, Brenna, which was Patch.
Mm-hmm.
coming back to serve for the Redskins of Myanmar.
And they're up 6-5. Again, point by point.
Just in the back.
That one hit right on the line.
And I thought that was going out.
Oh, I was sure it was.
I would have called that out of bounds as well.
Yeah, so
it was sailing.
7-5.
It just died on her, though.
They're running around like
that one's in.
Oh, man, did we struggle with that.
City with it. But Collie passed up to Whitley, who got the free ball and over. Redskins set up through the middle. And a little dump shot by the Stata.
Yep.
Get a grief.
Yeah, Paige Judy's hand. So we'll see if we can get the serve receive figured out. Now they're going to pull back Collie all the way back and hide Judy.
I don't think they know.
That's a good pass.
Four camp to Chloe. Brooke Colling.
Yeah.
Redskins got a hand on it. They just couldn't play it.
Yep. And they get a nice help from the net.
Yeah. Rolled along the net.
Yep.
Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you don't.
Yep. We got lucky.
Hoping Darkie back in the lineup for the Indians. Judy and Stillwater take a seat.
Hope back to serve.
And he's down 8-6.
Nice.
Good serve. Redskins set up the outside for...
Blocked by the Indians.
Redskins free ball it over. Fort Camp with the dig. Out for Hope. And
nice.
Brooke Colling with a roll shot. Beautiful. Beautiful shot by Brooke Colling.
Yeah, their short defense is not there at all.
Yep.
Like a huge hole behind their outside blockers. So.
8-7.
Brooke Colling sees it and hits a kill and a point.
Hope continuing to serve for us. Another good serve. Redskins set up a slide. Hope with a dig. Kiki passes it up to Brooke Murthagarki. Little shots it over. Just at the outside.
There's Schulte. There's Ava. Yeah. There's Ava Schulte out there with a nice
bar block.
Yep. I feel like they don't use her enough. She should be their go-to girl. And maybe Holzer. Holzer and Myring are pretty good hitters.
9-7 Indians down. Pass up by Forkamp to Garkey. Redskins flip left side to Myring, and that ball is out of bounds.
Yep, it got way behind her head. Anytime you get a way behind your head and try to mash it, 9 times out of 10, it's going to go way out of bounds.
We need Brooke to get several here. We're down a point. It should be up 3 or 4 when she gets through serving.
Colleague serving on side out. Redskins set Myring. She tosses it over. Forkamp with the dig. Whitley. That's Whitley, and Whitley just pounds the ball. You can probably hear that on the radio.
I think I can.
It was beautiful.
I think you can hear it. Holy moly.
It sounded like somebody hitting a watermelon with an axe. That's what that was.
Probably continuing to serve for the Indians. Set a slide here for Dries, and that ball goes
Got somebody in the net.
Forkamp
in the net. Barely. I don't think you should count it. It's barely.
Yeah. She didn't mean to.
I mean, she didn't mean it. It was just a finger tipper.
You can't count it if they don't mean it.
Nice. Fort Camp with a dig up the Hope and the pass. Right back on Redskins' side.
Boom.
Yep, you probably heard that one hit, too.
Yep, I think you definitely heard that one hit. And I don't know where the Portland defense was on that, but...
They weren't ready for that.
No, they weren't.
They're recovering their faces.
It was a pretty quick tap-set hit there, so they might not have been prepared for that. It was a beautiful serve over. Redskins set up the Myring.
Nice dig.
Second over the net, but just out of bounds.
Yep, just barely out of bounds.
She laid out for that one. That was a great dig, but that's just easy. So good, but it didn't work.
And then still down one, 11-10. Yeah. Let's see if we can roll off some points here.
Yeah.
Darn point-by-point stuff is for the Birds.
Her colleague with a pass. Hope out to Fort Camp, and she rolls off it. Little Redskins cover. Backer attack by Schulte. Blocked down
nice
by Pat.
Play.
My goodness. Again, saving it. Just a lot of good hustle plays here.
Fort Camp. We are making some phenomenal plays.
Another dig by Fort Camp.
Another great dig. Hope tries to sneak one in.
Myring.
Wow.
Myring on the outside. Get a block by Garkey and Pat.
I'm telling you, this has been some of the best defensive battle.
I don't know how you describe what that was, but that was one of the greatest volleys, rallies that ever happened. There was so many hustle, scrambles, saves, plays.
We couldn't even keep up.
Impossible.
I was trying, but I was failing bad. Yeah.
So the Indians tied up 11-11. Chloe shoulder back into serve on side out. Serve. Libero. Redskins set up the backer attack by Schultes, and she hits that ball out of bounds.
Just barely out of bounds.
I think it's our first lead, I believe.
I believe it is.
I believe we're ahead 1-0.
Yeah, it might be. Maybe even 3-2 or 2-1.
Something like that.
Showalter continuing to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Redskins set the free ball it over to Meyering. Paige Judy with the dig to Chloe. To Paige Forecamp. Wow.
There's Paige Forecamp again. That's a nice little free ball play.
A beautiful free ball play. Indians up 13-11. Redskins want to talk about it. We'll be back.
Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here this morning in the volleyball game where Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the Fort Recovery, Fort Laramie Lady Redskins, number 3 versus number 4 in the state. Indians took first two sets, up 13-11 in the third set.
Oh!
All right. Water back to serve, but serves it short into the net.
Yeah, that's two for her. I don't think she's had two all year, has she?
No, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
Meyering back to serve for the Redskins. Good pass here.
Yeah.
Service there.
Yeah, so. That's what we like to see. We got a little change up. We got Aubrey Massey coming in to serve for four camp. It might just be getting her some PT on today level.
Yep, and I think maybe Paige can stand a little bit of rest.
A little legs.
Yeah. Like a slide.
Oh,
by
nice dig. Help it tell. Great dig by Aubrey, but we just couldn't. Pass couldn't get turned around quick enough to help her. So, and 14 comes back in. So.
We give Aubrey a dig on that?
Yep. I think it's fair. I mean, it wasn't quite playable, but it could have, should have been.
Yeah,
so, I think so.
Fulcher back to serve for the Redskins.
Four nine.
Pass.
Behind her head. Just behind her head.
Failed it.
Yeah. You know, that's one of those where the set has to be. You got to lead. It's like a football throw. You have to lead your hitter. And if you don't lead your hitter,
take that guess back.
It gets behind their heads. So I'm trying to finish my thought, and I'm doing a very good job. Out of bounds. So
Holter serves that one out of bounds.
Thank you, Holter.
Yes. Indians up 15-14. Brings Brennan into the lineup for serving.
Yeah, put the Rammel back in the lineup. So we got Rammel, Judy, and
to the left side.
Oh,
our blockers were late getting there.
Yeah, and
Schultes
Ava
with the kill.
Yeah. You know, Ava's one of Whitley's best buddies on the planet. And I don't know if Whitley was just being nice there or not, but
it was a beautiful set.
Yeah, it was. It was free play.
The girl that hit it wasn't being nice.
No,
that was a blast.
Nope, that she was not.
Oh, wow.
Chloe
with the dick in the back row, and then
Chloe
has Beth
Page's
back row attack, and
it's
hitting
harder
back there.
Hitting
all really hard.
There's cannon shot after cannon shot out of here today. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
this is fun to watch.
Back row attack works if you can get the ball beyond the blockers and inbound. Sometimes, hit them long.
And this is the most I've seen us do.
Right.
So it's nice to see that option. And serve,
I think that was something we were missing, though, for the game Thursday night. We didn't change things up enough. For this, but we were struggling
on
a lot of things.
A little overpassed by
Fort Camp.
It looks pretty.
Take the lead, 17-16.
overpass, and they smashed it back at us. Whitley was there, but just couldn't quite make the play. So, Ava Schultz is back to serve again. And serve is out of bounds. So, back to serve for the Indians. We have Brooke Collins. Indians, oh, we got a tie ball game here. See, again, point for point. It literally is point for point. It's a great match to. And too bad if you're not here to watch it. Allison Marissa Meyer.
Oh, nice block by.
She gets.
Oh, my goodness.
Paige Horkamp cleans up the mess.
Whitley and Marissa had a nice block back.
Another cannon shot.
Horkamp with a cannon.
Yeah. Again, they can probably hear it through our ear. Yeah.
Wow.
Nice play. 18.
Probably continue to turn for us. 1 point lead.
Still take. Another great kill.
What a nice dig by Marissa Garkey there on that play.
Yep. I'll tell you, in three games, Paige Horkamp is leading us right now, 14 kills, so she is just mashing the ball.
Probably continuing to serve for the Indians. Redskins struggling a little bit with it. Horkamp with a pass. The Hope.
Just wide. Yep.
That was a nice set and a really good shot at a spot where there wouldn't have been anybody to get it.
Yeah.
The Indians are up 19-18. Really close third set here, point for point, back and forth. And Wally back to serve. To Horkamp, to Hope, to the slide for Whitley. Redskins get a hand on it. Setting the right side here.
Jada Dries.
We block it, but block it out of bounds. That ties the game up, 19-all. Serving Kiki with a dig. Hope puts it out the court camp. And, another cannon.
Like, do we even have to tell him that? I think everybody can hear it.
Wow. That was even all the line shots.
Holy cow, that girl hits the ball hard. She gets all that from you, right, Susie?
Absolutely. She gets her ups for me, which I have no ups at all.
Kiki
to serve. Indians up 20-19. Nice. Serve. Set to the right side here. Straight down, just out of bounds.
Yep, another kill by
Jay
Dries.
I thought it hit inbounds.
It was close.
It was at the official's feet, so.
Yep. Timeout, Chelsea.
20-all, Chelsea wants a timeout. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
We're back. Third set, Indians have taken the first two sets from Fort Recovery Fort Laramie Lady Redskins, 25-21, 25-18, but we are tied 20-all in this third set. Chelsea called timeout when the clock is over with the girls. Redskins will be serving when we come out of this timeout. Just a reminder, next Friday night, the Fort Recovery Indians will host Parkway Panthers in the football game. It'll be our homecoming game. We'll have a pregame show with Jeff Hobbs and Joe Kanacki, Joe Broom, starting around 6:40 that night. So if you want to tune in for our homecoming game this Friday night against Parkway. Yep. Redskins back to serve. Serve for Colleague with a dig. Hope that Marissa Garkey
will
found a hole. She reached hard for that one.
She sure did.
She made a nice play out of that.
Yep. Her long little skinny arm got a hold of that one.
That skinny little girl can really fire that
she
ball.
She can. For no more than,
she doesn't weigh 100 pounds.
She doesn't. No, she does not.
She blasts that ball.
She does.
Man, she's something else.
Yeah.
Showwater serving for the Indians on side out.
Oh my goodness. She serves it out again.
Just barely, but it was
out. Yeah.
21 all.
Man, we just want to play along here, don't we?
Oh, gosh.
I'm ready for us to finish.
Put off back to serve for the Redskins. We were net serve, but Colleague with a nice dig. Showwater out to Paige Judy. Gets it blocked. Kiki with the dig. Up to Chloe. Plays it. Finds a hole.
Nice.
Beautiful play by Olivia Patch.
Yeah, that was.
Good block coverage that we had there by Kiki.
Yeah, and way to see that hole, Olivia Patch. I mean, it was huge. Yeah. Right off to the right side of the middle hitter. There was nobody there within 10 feet.
Yep.
And
22-21, Indians up. Fort Camp back to serve.
Serve.
Redskins setting the slide with Holzer.
Holzer blocking.
Out of bounds.
Our blocks are there, or just got to turn the hands in. And
a nice block.
Yeah. We're just barely getting them out of bounds.
Yep.
Just barely.
22-all, Holzer back to serve. Keeping with the dig. Up to Chloe to patch.
Yeah. Dang. That was a great play by the Indians. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Just barely out by Pat.
Just barely.
She didn't even get no touch on the ball, but very nice play by the Indians.
23-22, Kiki. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Play by the Indians
making a play.
Oh, another dig by Kiki. To Chloe. Back row attack.
Four cam just hits it short. Tries to roll shot it. Indians down 24-22, and timeout by the Indians. We'll be right back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Okay, we're back. Indians down 24-22. I tell you what, this has been a fun game to watch. It's been back and forth, and I think the Redskins have scored the last 2 points, putting them up 24-22.
Yeah, there has been just tremendous play after tremendous play by both teams. Oh, man, this is fun to watch.
Yep. Holzer is continuing to serve for the Redskins.
She's got a nice strong serve.
That was great serve.
She can boot it out of bounds for us. Fort Camp with the dig. Showalter, back row attack to Fort Camp. Myring gets that ball up on the slide for the Redskins. Colleague with the dig to Fort Camp. Out to Judy. Oh, nice play by Judy. Redskins are going to have to... Oh, that's a back row attack!
No call.
Judy with the hit over. Nice dig by Kiki. Chloe sets Paige Judy. Oh, doesn't get it over.
Judy missed that one little blooper, and John missed the back row attack. You gotta give it to the down official too. She has to be looking for that and giving him the signal. You know, I've been there, I've been down that road, I know what it's like, and we can't get them all, but you gotta be looking. If there's a back row attacker, you gotta
watch. That was very evident.
She was half her foot over it.
Very obvious. The only good thing about them winning this set is that we get to see more volleyball.
Right. Yeah.
This has been great.
It has been fun.
Like, as I said before, if you're out there and you're anywhere where you can get here.
Yeah, because it's fun to watch.
This is unbelievable.
You want to take a few?
Yep. Be back in just a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants for prescription or stasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autolycus serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autolycus eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many compounds which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
We're back. Indians dropped third set 25-22 to the Lady Redskins, Fort Laramie Lady Redskins.
It was a good match. It was a good, fun match to watch. It just, you know, at this point, it's down to whoever's going to make the least amount of mistakes in a crucial time, too. So that's a huge win for the Redskins. We'll see if the Indians can get the momentum back.
I thought our service returns were much better that set.
Yeah.
But we're still struggling a little bit, but we're also causing them all kinds of trouble, too.
Yep. It's going to get our blocks, get them down on our hands instead of blocking out of bounds.
Yeah, that was three of them in a row that we just blocked straight down out of bounds. And we get those hands turned in. That might be the difference we need. So, in the front row, we've got Rammel, Gerke, and Fort Camp, and setting up the offense is Hope. Kiki and Brooke back there for defense, and Brooke is going to lead us sort of serving. So, I think the Indians can work harder and pull off this win.
Good serve by Brooke Colley. Got the overpass all the way over.
Nice.
Oh, nice. That was touch. No touch. Wow. So Rammel hits that ball out of bounds, looks like a touch, but no call on that one.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if Amber was there or not. That just is just a little bit low. I'm surprised she even tried to hit it. And the fact that it went over, the timing was just right.
Colley gets a dig on the serve. Hope sticks it over to Fort Camp. Little shot over.
Nice play.
Oh, there's a barrel with a hit over. Hope gets Fort Camp. All over Redskins with a slide, a holster. Oh, nice dig by Marissa Gerke, and Hope gets that ball over. Wow, beautiful play. Another slide again. Right through the block that time.
There it was.
Pick that one up.
That was holster still.
Yep.
Off the slide. So
Redskins take lead 2-0.
Yep. So still playing hard. They're doing good. We're just gonna get the ball into that setter and see if we can get some kills off them. Who's
Kiki with the dig. Hope back sets to Whitley. A nice slide, but Redskins get that ball over. Brooke with the dig. Hope out to Fort Camp. Shot over. Redskins pick it up. Myring back on the cross set shot.
Good. Redskins' defense has picked up a little bit. They're starting to play more of the seams over their blockers and pick up a lot more balls. So we'll see if the Indians can go. 3-0.
Redskins with the serve. Kiki with the dig. Hulk sets Marissa Gerke.
And a nice play
by the Redskins.
Nice play by Avis Hulk.
Little spot over. Whitley with a hit over. Redskins set up the middle. Block. Redskins get the ball back up. Set back row to Schultes. Another block by Whitley and Marissa. Redskins set back up on the right side. Little free ball it over. Gerke with the dig. Out to Hope. Support can't have to roll shot it over. Redskins on the slide. And Holter hits the ball out of bounds.
Somebody got us in the net. Just in the net. I don't know who she called in the net.
That was you.
Indians down 4-0. We'll see if they can regroup here.
Not the way to start here.
Nope.
It's not for lack of effort.
They're playing. They're doing well. They're just picking up their defense. The defense has gotten a lot better. We got to set our hitters. We can't rely on the tip. We can't do it. So Hope tries to sneak one in. It doesn't happen. Indians down 5-0, and we're going to take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back. Lady Indians had to take a timeout in this fourth set, down 5-0 to start off this set. Can't say it's a lack of hustle.
No, just little things aren't going our way. Just, you know, the typical, you know, I don't know. We're getting the blocks. We're making the plays. They just really have stepped up their defense.
Yeah, they have good block coverage.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it looks like they were expecting all the blocking we had. Now they're expecting it and they're picking it up. So
Kiki with a tough pass on the serve. Free ball over by the Indians. Redskins are setting it up on the slot. Nope. Left side of Myring. He finds a hole. Right through a block.
Yep. So Rammel just a little bit late. I think she was headed towards Holster, and Marissa Myring gets the kill. So.
That one was a crusher,
was a
too,
crush.
Man.
Yeah.
This is great volleyball.
Yeah, you can't leave Marissa Myring open, that's for sure. So it's nothing. It's nothing.
Kiki with a tough pass. Darkey with a set. Fort Camp hit over. Redskin set up in the middle to Holster. Nice dig by Hope. That ball up.
Yep. So Indians are going to have to, our hitters are going to have to find some holes, and right now we're not finding holes. It's not that our serving's bad, our setting's been good, or we just got to find holes, and they've learned to cover them, so I think the Indians can come back here.
See the Hope out the Fort Camp. There it is. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What a dig.
Yeah, and that no double call.
There we go.
There it is. So it was blocked by Willie Rammel. A nice dig by Ava. Two nice digs by Ava Soltis off of Paige Forkamp. So maybe we just need to hit a little deeper back in the corner. I'm sure that Travis is telling her what's open and what to hit. So we'll see if the next changes
serve over. Wide the holster again. Oh, not just that block. Oh, good block coverage by the Redskins. Firing with a roll shot.
And back to
Forkamp. Back to Forkamp.
There.
Drop
there.
Shot. Oh. They're going to get it over. Colleague with the dig. The Hope. The patch. Oh.
Man, we got a hit.
Yeah. Firing back to hit. Kiki with another dig. Hope up. Fort Camp with a throw over.
We're not hitting. We've got to be hitting.
Slide. Blocked again. Nice. Redskins set back up. Left side to Myring. Hits another block. Block it out of bounds.
And now we're starting to tip the ball again, and we need to be hitting. We've got to be hitting and staying aggressive. Keep swinging the ball, and we're not swinging right now.
That little tap shot works every once in a while, and it's awesome when it does. But
if you've got the perfect set, you've got to be swinging.
You got to crunch it.
Yep, I agree.
And you're down 8-1, Redskins back to serve.
That's college.
Wow. 9-1. Let's go, girls.
Yeah, we can't lose our momentum. And we'll see if that word is back
off their face.
Yeah.
Redskins continuing to serve. Kiki with the pass. Hope to put out the court net tight. Can't get it over.
Yep.
Time out,
Chelsea. 10-1.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hey, we're back. I think the Indians can regroup here. North to Garkey. Nice one down the line.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah. So nice hit by Marissa Garkey. And we're going to sub in Chloe and Paige Judy, and we'll see if they can't get us going.
10-2.
Yep,
Chloe back to serve.
She needs lots of points, and now it's time for Chloe. You know, she struggled at the line today, but she, you know, normally she does a good job. We'll see if she can regroup and get us some points there and make some things happen.
Good serve.
There she goes. I don't know why he didn't call
that a lift.
Yeah, a dig by Kiki. Out to
Chloe to Paige Judy. Nice hit. Yeah, Sarah, that ball goes down.
Yeah.
Is that dig by Kiki?
Yeah, that was a dig by Kiki. Yeah. Nice dig by Kiki.
Should have been a lift on
it. Yeah, it should have been. I don't know how dumb he's missing that one, but I guess I'm not the official.
continuing to serve for the Indians, 10-3.
And she gets one out of bounds. She's trying so hard to hit that corner. She's just missing.
Get the ball in. We're down too many points. Yeah. We're trying to be picky on
that. Let the defense help you out.
Yep. Yep. Hold you back to serve Indians down 11-3.
Let's see who Chloe decides to.
Nice.
Out of bounds. Can I hold her? That's what we need
on that one.
It's all about who's going to make the least and least amount of errors, and if we can get that to swing our way, that's going to be huge. Full camp back to serve for the Indians, and she serves in into the nice little
back row attack by Libero.
Yeah, that's what we like.
Holly gets a dig. The water took Fort Camp.
There's our back row attack.
Pretty.
Yep. I wasn't, you know what, they've used it, what, four or five times today? I haven't seen it but once since. Yeah. So this has been a great, it's good to see them actually using that back row attack. She hits the ball so hard and so well. Out to Schultz and Austin. Out of bounds.
Yeah, she hit it off the
back. Again, you know, errors, it's all that boils down to who's going to make the least amount of errors. 6-4-2, 6-11.
It's going 11-6 and you're down. Can't continue, sir.
Twelve six. Data Bruce back in the lineup for the Lining Redskins. Back to serve is the setter. Is it Ava? What's the other name?
Mara.
Okay.
Maya Mara.
Maya from
Kiki. The Showwater sets up with Paige Judy. Drops it over. Finds a hole.
Yep. You know, and that's been their biggest weak point right now is a huge hole right around the blockers, but we got to see it, you know.
Yep.
First it's over the middle, now it's over the outside. So it's not about knowing where it's at, it's about seeing where it's at. So you did a good job by Judy.
12-7, home and back to serve for the Indians.
Oh, my goodness. There. We can't have those errors.
No.
13-7. Kiki back in. Just back to serve for the Redskins.
Yeah, let's see what she can do. That was probably out, but she's going to take it anyway.
Chloe to Paige Judy.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Nice job, Paige Judy.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, that was sweet.
That was so pretty. She was going the opposite way and got that ball going completely opposite the direction she was in.
Yep. Timeout. I was wondering what was going on. I was like, what is Kim doing? Okay, timeout by Redskins.
Down 13-8.
Yep.
We'll be back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back. Indians are down 13-8 here in this fourth set. They've taken the first two sets, 25-21, 25-18, and they dropped the third set, 22-25. They were down 10-1 or so in this set.
And now
coming back a little bit.
They're crawling.
Slowly crawling back.
Yeah.
But we can't go too slow. We might run out of
time. We got to go fast. So Marissa Gerke and Hope Wendell back in the lineup for Judy and Showalter. We'll see if Hope can get us on a roll here.
Need 4 or 5 points in a row here from Hope.
And maybe some defense with the blockers. We'll see what they can do for us.
Good serve. Redskins set up the back row to Schultes. Kiki with the dig. Hope back set to Marissa Gerke, and she throws. Nice play. Redskins have the free ball over.
John's got to call that double, and he's not.
Rammel. Okay,
and
smashes that ball down.
Wow.
That was another missed call.
That was a commanding hit. And another missed call. You know, when that ball comes off of a non-setter, especially.
That was another really obvious missed call.
9-13. Hope.
Good serve. Redskins struggle to get it over. They're going to have to kind of free ball it over. Fort Camp with a dig. Hope to Rammel again. That foul's done.
Willie Rammel says, give me the ball.
Momentum change right there.
We got to keep rolling.
Whitley says, feed me.
And I'm sure Chelsea's over there. Give the ball to her.
Hope back to serve. Another good serve.
Make sure she sees her lockers.
Redskins have to get the ball out of the net. Sparky with a pass. Rammel, another stuff.
Nice. Feed her, right?
Feed her.
Yep.
Bam.
Yep.
Keep your hat on, Whit. Keep hitting like you're hitting.
Yep.
The ball and bound.
Yep. 11.
Look at her.
13.
She can't wait for this.
I know.
13,
11. Like, give me the ball. Give me the ball right
back
now.
Back to serve again. The Redskins set up the slide. Hope with a dig. The Kiki.
Oh, out to Marissa. Marissa
drops off.
Tip it.
Redskins
okay.
Set up on the slide again. Marissa with a dig. Kiki.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Beautiful.
Back
wow.
Row attack.
Wow.
Nice back row attack by Paige Fortkamp for her 17th.
Great.
Goal this
great
match.
Wow. Pass by Kiki
wow.
To get it there.
Kiki, yeah.
Nice back row attack. So that was
that Hope's dig? I mean,
Hope's
you,
dig,
you
yeah.
Can't, you can't.
I think I got her, but we'll
yeah.
Give her another one for
yeah,
that one.
Just
she
in case.
It.
Yeah, that was it deserved.
Hope with another
it.
Nice serve. Little overpass.
Yeah.
Redskins.
Oh,
nice dig by Fortkamp.
Oh, wow.
Kiki over to her colleague. A little roll shot in the middle.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Redskins set up the left side. Marissa Myring.
Myring.
Blocked.
It's
back
it's
to the
blocked.
Redskins. Back to Myring again.
Yeah.
Oh, she misses it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Indians tie this up 13 all.
Yep.
Big, big
it's
run by Hope.
Run.
Exactly
game.
What we needed.
Hope came in. What were we down? 8-13?
Yes.
And we're tied.
13-8. Yep.
So we
got to
go, 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 go. Keep this momentum and Hope's got
to
keep
third.
That ball inbound.
Set to the left
Marissa.
Side. Gargi. Oh! Gargi Rammel had the block, but
right in front of her.
Over.
Yeah, right in front of Whitley Rammel, and she just wanted that so bad.
We got what we needed there. We got even
yep.
With them. Now
yep.
All we have to do is outplay them the rest
yep.
Of the way.
We just got to decrease the error. Hope
okay,
out to Marissa Gargi.
Gargi tip.
And you have to tip it because it's just a little tight.
Set up to Myring again, and she tips it. Hope.
Back to Gargi.
Gargi.
Oh,
just out.
Oh. Just barely out of bounds. She's trying to hit that line, but she's getting the ball so far behind her head. Again, you hit it behind your head, that's what's going to happen.
Darcy with a little trouble with the serve.
Oh, yeah. Can't let that happen.
Yeah. We
so,
locked through the middle there, and
yeah.
Redskins jammed that down our throat.
Yeah,
15-13, we're followed behind by three.
Yeah, three straight points.
We got to keep going. We got to keep get the momentum back.
Darcy Marissa. So Whitley
gets a nice hit, but
Redskins set it up on the left side. There's not a block, but it's not pushing that ball over.
We're blocking right now. It's
yeah.
13-17, Indians down. We got to go, go, go.
And Wally. Serve. Fortkamp with the dig. Out to Marissa Gargi. Oh, gosh.
Nice.
You know,
oh,
nice save by Hope and Whitley. A little drop shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Colleague to Hope. To Whitley. Oh,
out.
Just out of bounds.
Oh, just barely. Good spot, though. She's seeing a great hole. Indians down 13-18. Just a big loss of points for them now. And out of bounds off of Paige Fortkamp. 19-13. We need to either. We can't even call a timeout because we're out. And it's been 6 straight points for the Fort Laramie Redskins.
We got 5 straight. They got 6 straight.
Yep. So we'll see if we can.
Darcy just can't handle the ball. Can't handle the serve.
Let's see what she's doing. Something. Oh, she's pulling her up and she's going to pull Brooke Colling back.
Yep.
And see if we can find somebody else.
20-13.
Yeah.
Kiki with the dig. Hope sets the Rammel. There we go.
No touch. No touch. No touch out of bounds.
Good
Rammel.
Gracious.
Man, this
wow.
Has been a 6-point swing. 7 points.
Eight-point
swing.
Wow. 21-13 Indians down.
You know, we came out with a roll. Oh, that was way out.
Kiki. Hope sets her colleague. Back over on the red side. They set up the right side. And that ball is down. 22-13.
Yep.
We're down.
Yep, McCann and Paul timeout.
Nope.
I don't know what to do different here.
We had our mojo for a little bit.
They
just grabbed it right back.
That they did. They just.
Okay.
Said, yeah, a couple hits out of bounds for us, and I feel like those are going out of bounds, but I could be wrong.
Back row attack by 14.
Yeah, there it is.
Kill.
I
think it was going out of bounds, but you know what? We'll take it.
Yep.
Well, Indians got a roll. We're down 22-14, and they just made an 8-point swing that was huge. So we need to run that 8-point swing, and it's possible. I've seen us do it, so we'll see if we can
get back to serve. Inside out. Redskins set through the middle. Nice play by Holscher.
Dumped
it in the hole.
Yeah. Just pulled up our left side blocker, and Holscher dumps it right in the hole.
23-14.
Yeah. See if we can get our mojo going here.
college with the pass. Fort Camp.
Touch.
Ramble comes out, patch comes in for the Indians. Tiki back to serve.
Yeah.
23-15.
They need lots of points and they need to get the ball to Fort Camp.
Yes.
And be wise. Get the ball to Fort Camp.
Tiki back to serve. They serve. Redskins set up a slide for Holscher.
Oh, next door.
Yeah, we just didn't get any blocking up there.
Nope. It's way too late on the block. Yep. That's our game point here. 24-15. Indians are down.
Indians won the first two. Fort Army won the second one, and the driver's seat for sure here in this fourth one.
Yep. We're here.
Put off that serve.
Yep, there it goes out of bounds.
16.
Indians are still alive.
So we need to at least get some momentum going here, even if we end up losing this set.
Right.
We need to get the momentum switch back in our favor.
Yep. Let's see what we can do here. See if Chloe can get us on here.
Sure water. Redskins set up in the middle.
Holscher.
Oh,
nice.
What a dig by Brooke Collig.
Nice
what
play
a dig by
Collig.
Out of bounds, but the hands are keeping.
Yeah.
So the Indians drop set number four.
We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a 2016 Jeep Compass four-wheel drive high altitude edition with a sunroof, also has a remote start, and a backup camera. Only 14,000 miles, and we're asking $16,700. Hastings also has a 2016 Ford Escape Titanium Edition, front-wheel drive, has a backup camera, Bluetooth, navigation, and only 25,000 miles with a reduced price of $17,900. Look over our vehicles at Hastings Auto Sales and Service in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Here are just a few of the specials at Wayne Street Market through next Thursday, October 3rd. There's still a lot of grilling season left, and if you're a grilling master, Wayne Street Market has some great specials for you. They have 80% lean ground chuck for just $3.49 a pound, so you can make your special burger patties. They also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts ready for your special marinade. And if your specialty is steaks, they have perfectly trimmed ribeyes for only $8.99 a pound. Or if you're the best meat smoker around, grab one of their whole pork butts for just $1.99 a pound and invite the neighbors over for a feast. Enjoy the nice weather while it lasts and keep the grill going with these great specials from Wayne Street Market, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout their store. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here for the fifth game of this match. Fifth and final, this one goes to 15, and really it boils down to who's going to make the, like I said in the past, who's going to make the least amount of mistakes and who's going to get the momentum.
We lost our momentum that last
match. We did, but you know, we were down 10-1, down 10-1 and came back and tied it. And then they went on a 8 or 9 point swing with one server, and we know we did the same thing. So we'll see if we can make some changes here.
Probably with a good serve.
Kiki with a dig.
Kiki. Hope that's page four camp.
Yeah, that's kill we need right there.
Good start.
Good, great start for her 20th kill of this match. So that might be a... not just a game high for her, but like a high of the night. I don't think anybody's reaching 20, that's for sure.
Probably continuing to serve Indians.
Yeah.
Right, gotta set back. back row. Well, this good dig by Kiki. Hope sets out the four camp. Roll shot over. Back set to three. And that was out.
That's where we want. We want it out of it.
Yes. Yeah.
That was great.
Because
they were there to block it, and they both pulled back.
Yep, and Kiki, and Kiki just was there to play the dig. So the Indians up to nine.
Colleague continuing to serve. Redskins set up closer in the middle. Little tip. Kiki. For Colleague. We'll miscommunication.
I don't know. I think she thought that was only the first hit, and it was the second. So a little miscommunication. Yeah.
2-1.
Yeah,
let's see where they're all up in the fifth set. The first fifth set we've played.
I want to be a parent and scream, but I can't. I'll kill some people on the other end of that.
Kiki with the pass. Poor camp. Block at the net. Nice block.
A big hit and a great block.
That's the block they were wanting. So 2-2. Indians tie ball game 2-2. Fifth game of the match. Good Lord, I can't talk.
Grab the momentum back, girls.
Kiki
with the pass. Oh, back steps on the slide to Whitley. And we got a gap there. That might have been going out of bounds.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But I don't think she could have gotten out of the way.
She was gone and she was committed. So
kill for Ramel on that slide. Beautiful.
Yeah, and she's got her 15th. If I read my writing correctly, that was her 15th.
Four campus turning. Good serve. Overpass.
Garcy.
The Redskins and Garcy pounded that ball down. Like she was mad.
She was mad at that. You don't see Marissa do that too often, so that was an overpass.
That couldn't have worked better if they'd planned it for a year.
That's the hardest I think I've seen her play.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And he's up 42. Kiki's continuing to serve.
Got
to
keep the momentum.
Good
and
serve.
I think Kiki's putting some heat on her serve that I haven't seen. So,
admiring it in the net.
She let that drop too low.
But that set was back by a 10-foot line.
Yeah.
All right.
Coach Redskins want to talk about it. Indians up 5-2. That's the set. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. That's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no copay.
We're back. We're in the fifth and final set of this battle between the Indians and the Lady Fort Army Redskins.
That's
a serve. Redskins on a slide. The whole serve. She had to touch it over Fort Camp on the back set.
Long out of bounds.
Just out of bounds. 5-3.
We're hitting. So it looks like the hitters have been told to hit line, so we'll see if they can actually get it and make it happen. So that was a great swing by Fort Camp, but just barely out of bounds. So Indians up 5-3.
Cut off back to serve. College with the dig. Hope. Puts over to Fort Camp. Cross court shot. Tip over by the Redskins. College on the dig. Fort Camp another roll shot over. Redskins. Slide by Holzer.
I think we're forcing the ball to Fort Camp, which, she's had a great match, but for some reason we switched her to the right side, and she's hitting off the right side, so it's a little bit different. It's a whole different way of hitting. So I don't know what the play call here is. We'll see if we can make something happen. So
probably get the dig. Pass the patch.
Tips it over.
Nice. Kiki with a nice dig. Hope back sets to Garcy.
Marissa Garcy out of bounds. And time out by the Indians. 5-5. We'll be back.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no copays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back.
5-5.
Getting 5-5 worth.
Yeah, let's sit set.
The JV went 3, and the third game was a burn.
Freshman went 3, JV went 3.
And the freshman game was a burn. Like, I feel like I'm just got bleacher butt.
We're in the fifth and final set here with Lady Indians versus Fort Laramie Redskins this morning. Indians took the first two sets. Redskins took the next two sets. And the fourth set pretty was in command the entire set.
Yep.
In the fifth set, we are tied 5-5. Remember, the fifth set only goes 15.
Yeah.
Redskins back to serve.
Out.
We'll take that.
That was huge.
That was huge. So we are up 6-5. Coming into the lineup for the Indians is Chloe Showalter and Paige Judy.
I don't know if I like it better when we steal a momentum from us or if they give it to us like they did there. So maybe that'll be the...
Either way, huh?
Yep.
And Showalter with a serve. Redskins set up the outside here to shoulders. And there it is! There's a block with Patch and Ford can't put that ball straight down.
Yep, that's what we needed.
That was big.
7-5.
7-5.
Keep it in, Chloe. All I want to do is say, keep it in.
Over and in.
I don't know if you can hear me, but you know, I trust her of all people. Yeah. She's
set the middle with Holscher.
Yeah. Yes. There it is.
Another great one.
Stay on her.
Was that a
stay
on her.
That was a double. I think pulled back for the tip. So now she's got to see the tip. If they use Holscher again, that she's probably going to be get the tip. So
8-5. Indians have another serve by Chloe. Slide for Holscher.
Go! Kim, it did not interfere with the play. Is that a club thing? It was just her hand. She didn't touch the net. It was just her hand.
Yeah.
And the club, that's okay as long as you don't interfere with the play. So
Holscher back to serve. Kiki with the dig. Chloe with a set to Patch.
Nice job, Patch.
Redskins playing that one up. Shoulders with a roll shot to Chloe.
Out to
Kiki to Judy.
Just tips it over. Schultes gets a nice dig.
Judy gets a hand on it.
And Paige Judy makes a nice as well.
Free ball it over here by Judy. Set to the middle. Another block.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Patch and Fortkamp got that block down. Oh, that was beautiful.
And I don't know what made them stay with Schultes on that one.
I'm not sure either, because I would have gone to that slide.
I would have gone to that slide every time. Indians up 9-6. Barnburner, Indians up 9-6.
Fortkamp back to serve.
Nice serve. The libero.
Set up the slide. Fortkamp with the dig. Couldn't catch up with it.
Yep. Couldn't quite get to it. So Fortkamp has a nice dig, but it goes the wrong direction, and we just can't quite get it up. Indians up 9-7. We'll see if we can get us a nice kill in here. We'll see where Chloe goes with the ball. First, see if we can through receive it, I guess.
Probably with the dig. Chloe over to Judy. Oh, she missed it.
She just needs to swing at it, and that was not even a swing. That was a...
I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah.
It's like touch
push
your
it.
Cat.
Yeah. You got to push those. 8-9. Indians up 9-8. 9-9.
By the Redskins.
So I think, I don't know if Judy, or I mean, Fortkamp and Kiki weren't sure who was going, but 9-9, another new ball game. Typical when you've got 3-4 out here, 3-5, or whoever. Kiki
with the dig. Showalter with the set over to Judy. She roll shots it over. Good dig by the Redskins. They're going to have to free ball that over.
Let's use it.
Fortkamp to Showalter to Patch. Redskins set it back up to the middle. Throw shot. Patch blocked it. Judy with the up. Chloe with the set to Fortkamp out of the back row.
Yeah! There it is.
Yes.
Fortkamp with her 21st kill.
Nice.
Wow.
What a set by Chloe, and what a read.
I keep forgetting, because the other two were doing God knows what, and then here comes Fortkamp out of nowhere.
Nice decision by Chloe.
So Whitley Ramo back in, Brenna Holman back to serve, Indians up 10-9. Serve by Brenna.
Redskins set up the middle. Tip. We block it.
I've got to hold that.
Set to the outside to shoulders.
There's Ava Schultes.
Yep.
Wow.
Middle right there.
10-10. Makes it 10-10. I need to tell Willie. You need to get to Ava. But Ava goes to the back row, and that's where we want her.
Yeah.
That's where we want. Ava in the back row. It's 10-10.
Come on, girls. Let's serve receive here. Colleague with a dig. To Whitley Ramo.
Yeah! There's Whitley Ramo.
Nice set by Chloe. Wow.
Colleague with a dig. Chloe with a phenomenal set to Whitley. Whitley just jammed that one down to the floor.
Yep. So Hope Wendell back. We'll see if Hope uses his hot. I think we got Marissa and Brooke and Whitley. And we'll see what Hope does here.
Indians up by one. Good serve. Set out to Meyering. Indians got a hand on it. Dig by Fort Camp. Hope puts it out to Colleague. She roll shots it over.
Nice.
Redskins are going to have to almost free ball it over.
No. Marissa.
Marissa.
Actually, I think it was Marissa.
Yes.
And I think that's right. 11-11 Indians, or tie ball game. One point at a time. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Redskins get a blooper off the net.
Hits the net and drops in front of everybody.
Yep. And this is the rotation that got us like 8 straight points last time, so hopefully we can stop it right here, like a nice out-of-bounds serve or something.
TQ with the dig. Hope sets Whitley there. Nice job by Redskins. They got a free ball it over. TQ with the dig. Hope on the slide to Whitley.
And out-of-bounds.
Way out-of-bounds.
I'll tell you what, nice play. Nice play by the Indians. And timeout. Indians down 11-13. We'll be back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Okay, we're back. Indians, I tell you what, it's been a battle. It's been a battle.
13-11. They're down 13-11. Yeah. Redskins are continuing to serve. They're on a 2-0 run here.
It's not like we're making a lot of mistakes. It's just they've really picked up their game. And we've kind of stayed about the same. We're still hitting hard. We're passing well. We just got to find some more holes, and we're not finding them holes. So,
Colleague with a dig. Hope. Back row attack. The full camp is hit to the net.
And I love the play. I think it's a great play, but we can't always rely on it when we've got front row attackers. So, and that might have been one of those times where maybe it wasn't the best choice.
Tiki with a dig. Hope. Back set to Brooke Colleague.
Oh, too easy.
Redskins with the set in the middle.
Yep.
Ultra nice dig by Tiki. We just can't get to it.
Yep.
Oh. Indians loose.
Yep.
15-11 is final set.
We'll be right back.
Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a 2016 Jeep Compass 4-wheel drive high altitude edition with a sunroof, also has a remote start and a backup camera. Only 14,000 miles and we're asking $16,700. Hastings also has a 2016 Ford Escape Titanium Edition, front wheel drive, has a backup camera, Bluetooth, navigation, and only 25,000 miles with a reduced price of $17,900. Look over our vehicles at Hastings Auto Sales and Service in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many compounds which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hey, we're back here at Portside Field House. So the Indians go down in five games. a five-set match with the Fort Laramie Redskins. Indians came out strong the first two games, and then game three, four, and five, I felt like the Redskins really came back and played much, much better defense. They served received a lot better. And even us, I think our serve receiving got a lot better as well. It just, like I said, it just boiled down to who was going to make the least amount of mistakes, and I think the Indians probably ended with more mistakes than not. So the last game was 15-11. We got into a rotation, I think, that might have been a killer for us. It killed us the game before, and then that same exact rotation got us at the end of the fifth and final. So I think if the Indians find a way to get out of that rotation, I think we have some good things to come. I think this has been a good week. I don't want to say a good week for us. It hasn't been a good week just because of the losses, but you know what? I feel like we're getting better. I've seen some things happen. I don't know, Susie, what you think, but I've seen some things that we haven't done in the past with the four camp in the back row as an option of a hitter, and we haven't used that much yet this year. And to see it today for the first time, I think is, you know, it could be a change that people aren't looking for. So I think going into tournament, these are the games we need. Win or lose, this is how we find out what we need to work on, and just the weaknesses and what makes us stronger. So I think that's my spiel. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I think there's no reason to hang our head.
No, definitely not.
Tough five set loss.
Yep.
Especially when you come out winning the first two sets.
Yes.
Set three, we were in it the entire game.
Yep.
Set four, we lost it. And set five, we were hanging in there, just a couple mistakes at the end, and that put the Redskins in front of us. But one thing I do think that we did improve on, set one, we had terrible serve receive.
Yeah.
After that, it got much better.
Yeah, much, much better.
Much better. Our blocking got better.
Yep.
In the fifth set. We were putting some balls straight down.
Yeah.
Still some things to work on.
Yeah, some things to work on. I don't think we played bad. I think they are just a really good team, and they turned it on.
And they ran that slide.
Yep.
And that slide to that right side.
When you get the ball out there to holster, she's going to put it down.
And we didn't get a hand. You can't get a hand on it. That back row is like sitting duck back there.
Pretty much.
And we lost Thursday. We lost today to two outstanding teams. We played very well those two.
We played better tonight than we did Thursday.
Thursday we had some definite spots. We was that the fourth game? We didn't play well today. But other than that, we lost to two great teams. Both of those teams probably, I haven't seen Fort Laramie before. Mm-hmm. I would say Marion Local played by far their best game of the season, best match of the season.
If you ask any parent, they'll play the same thing.
And Fort Laramie, I don't know if it's their best, but they're really, really, really good.
Yep.
We played great and got beat by a great team, slightly better than us today.
Yeah,
I think one of the things that we cannot stop doing is hitting.
Yeah,
we cannot rely on tip.
Yeah, and I think as soon as Paige realizes that she needs to swing when she's off the net, I've seen her too many times just try to tip a ball and or roll shot it, and it doesn't get past her big toe. And you know, maybe that's something they need to work on. Instead of giving her the pretty sets, give her the ugly sets and let her adjust. And I think that would be a good thing for them to do. And
she's swinging at me, I'm backing up.
Absolutely.
She's coming at me, I'm backing up.
Yeah,
so we need to use that to our advantage.
So stat-wise, leading us in kills tonight was Paige Forkamp with 21, but right behind her, real close, was Whitley Ramel with 17, Paige Judy with 9, and Olivia Patch. And you know, I would like to see those, as much as we hit today, I would like to see those two, you know, bump up and you know, compare with Paige and Whit, because I think sometimes they, I don't know if they're just not being used as much, maybe, I don't know, but I'd like to see those two get a few more kills. Marissa ended up with 7. That might be a season high for her. She hit the ball real, she had a real nice game today. And then Brooke Collin had 3 kills. So that's my kills. I don't know if you want to
dig. I missed a few here and there on some of those plays. I've calculated is Kira Wendell was 16, Brooke Collin was 11, Paige Forkamp with 21, Hope Wendell with 11, Brenna Holman with 1, Marissa Garkey with 4, Paige Judy with 5, Chloe Showalter with 4, and Aubrey Kanacki with 1. And again, those are off a few.
I think I did
did better today than I had before, but I definitely can say probably an off a few.
Yep.
And just about every one of those was a smash that they were able to to get up in the air for somebody else to move it to where we could put our offense in play.
They were good digs. Right.
There's some really, it was just a phenomenal.
It was a fun game to watch. It's a shame you don't come out on top, but it was a good game to watch, and it's something we need. I mean, that's how we learn. That's how we become better, and we need to be best. We need to be our best at the end of the season, regardless of our record.
And there's no easy road ahead of us. You have to get the Henry New Bremen Brazil.
It just gets uglier and uglier.
Gets tougher. So, no reason to hang your head.
That's right.
Today, good game.
Yep.
And we will see you on Thursday.
Thanks, Neil.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.